So is money spiritual? Absolutely. Is money sacred? Yes. Is it anything other than what you are? No, you are divine.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I help change makers, visionaries like you, to really get down into the root of the sense of safety, security, worthiness in yourself, so you can create a life that is wealthy. Today is a solo episode where you and I go into a topic and got the intuitive hit to talk about, you know, is money spiritual? I have mentioned several times in my own spiritual journey after beginning meditating and, you know, actively the realm of spirituality, I didn't believe that money was spiritual. The truth is, this caused me quite a lot of pain. And the intention in the moment, of course, was not to cause myself pain. The intention in the moment was to, quote unquote, do the right thing, right? Quote unquote, be the good person. We have this belief structure that money is dirty, money is evil, money is bad. And or that we shouldn't focus on the money. But the truth of the matter is that focusing on the money, now that I'm doing it, has really transformed my life. So in the past, when I came into my spiritual practice and started my business, you know, the intention from the heart is to serve people. The change makers that I work with have the same desire. They want to serve. They want to create a bigger impact. You know, they want to bring forth love, joy, freedom into the world. That is fundamentally what we all desire. We all desire love, joy, freedom. And so when money comes into the story, we tend to not want to own, first and foremost, that guess what? Money is part of this experience. That two, that it's okay to focus on it. It's okay to want it. It's okay to desire it. It's okay to play with it. It's okay to have it. There was, for many years, even in the spiritual community specifically, comments along the lines of, you shouldn't charge for these kinds of teachings. They should be free. And those comments were very damaging to the spiritual community because those comments were rooted in an era where spiritual teachers did not charge for their teachings. And these spiritual teachers had other support. They were taken care of by the community. If you just fundamentally think about it, if somebody's giving a service and you're telling them they're not allowed to charge for it, and if they charge for it, they're wrong, they're greedy, they're not spiritual, they're not divine. If you just simply think about that, I think it's pretty straightforward that that's just not simply true. Why are we allowed to charge for everything else, but not money or not spirituality, right? But those kinds of comments really tore the spiritual community apart with regards to charging money. And I myself was back and forth on this fence and feeling if I put any emphasis on the money, geez, I was greedy, right? I was selfish. I was superficial. And perceiving money from that lens was very painful. Because again, my only intention was to really help people and myself to grow, right? Myself to become a better person and to inspire and to help others to do the same. I had a back and forth battle with myself over this until I finally kind of relinquished, because it was my higher self that kept telling me to do it. My higher self that kept telling me to focus on the money. There was something there for me. So this conversation of, is money spiritual? I've never resonated with the word sacred. I don't know why, I just never have, or I didn't know why, I should say, until I heard somebody that I have a lot of respect for say everything's sacred. And that really resonated with me. It's the same as spiritual. You know, we want to almost pretend that there are only certain things in humanity that are spiritual, that are divine, that are of source, of God. And then there are all these other things. But there's no way for that to be possible. You cannot separate any of this from the one, the source of creation itself. So how could anything in the physical not be spiritual? How could anything in the physical not be divine? How could anything in the physical not be sacred? It can't. Now, there is a way to use those words in the context of trying to delineate, right? Something that is put aside, given honor, revered, right? Something that is sacred, is honored and revered. But again, that creates a delineation that the rest of life, the rest of everything else is not sacred. It is the battle of humanity that we continue to delineate ourselves, continue to segregate ourselves. And this is just another way in which we do that. Money isn't spiritual. Money isn't sacred. So then we have this push-pull towards it, right? Because guess what? We need it in our society. It's not only that we need it in our society, it actually is giving us, granting us so much beautiful reflection if we're willing to look at it. If we're willing to look at it. But it also carries a lot of wounds. Humanity has so much wounding around money, around personal power. And so in some context, it feels safer to say, yeah, money is evil, money is bad, money is not spiritual, money is not sacred, right? Because then you don't have to look at the wounds. You can just try, and I emphasize the word try, to push it out of your life. Right? Good luck with that. And then you're going to go live somewhere off grid, completely by yourself, off the land. You know, it's very challenging to not live in any way, shape, or form with money. And again, to what point is that? To what point is that? I'm not saying it's impossible. What's the point? So potentially you can see that the point is to avoid the wounds, the wounding of what we believe to be our worth, our value. The wounding of what we feel when we don't have money. The wounding maybe of what we feel when we do have money. The wounding of the constant comparison between those who have it and those who don't, and vice versa, and everything in between. The deep stories that are going on right now in humanity around having to grind and life being difficult and challenging, and this is so upsetting, and what's the point? From a very superficial perspective, we're saying, well, the point is money, right? Because that's why we do everything, is to have money so we can survive. That's not the point. Money's never the point. Money's simply the quantitative reflection, quantifiable. I don't know if those are words. Quantifiable reflection. That's it. It's never about the money. It's about being here and experiencing and living and serving. And so, and as I went back and forth on that fence of, do I let myself, do I allow myself to look at it, to own it, to desire it, to want to play, to understand more of it? Or do I make it unholy, unsacred? And when I finally relented, because honestly, once again, my higher self just kept coming to me and telling me to focus on it, what I found was a lot of wounding. That's what I found. And a lot of anger. And so again, are we using the wounding and the anger to hide from the money? To we blame that, we project the wounding and the anger onto the money, right? So that we don't have to see that in ourselves. So we don't have to own what's really going on. As I've mentioned before, we're going through a massive shift in this area of humanity and coming into a new era of wealth. And this isn't a word, a term I'm using lightly. This is not an era we have ever seen. This is not simply from bull back to, you know, what's the other one? Bear. Bear, back to bull, back to bear. No, this is completely new. Completely new for humanity and how we have a relationship to this entity that we have created, this entity of currency, of flow of creative life force energy that humanity created and then cast all of our wounding on and then blamed the entity that we created. Kind of like AI, right? Let's create AI and let's project all of our wounding onto AI and blame the AI for it. How often do we do this? We do it constantly. Humans constantly do this. Let's create the government and then, you know, project all of our wounding onto the government and blame the government. Right? Over and over again, we do this. Coming into this new era of wealth where it's coming into relationship with intimacy to ally with money. Ultimately how nourishing that's going to be. But there is some deep subconscious stuff going on right now between, you know, value and worth, between claiming personal power, the need to release manipulation and control, coercion, right? Scam, greed, disempowerment, empowerment, all of these stories that are deeply psychological. I was just dealing with one today, deeply psychological, between the inner feminine and inner masculine of these stories back and forth of disempowerment and empowerment, where the feminine feels like the masculine took her power, and so therefore she manipulates and coerces the masculine, and then the masculine never trusts her and feels safe. This is internal. Feminine, masculine. I'm not even talking about what's going on outside. Of course, that's all the reflection. But these are stories. These are psychological programs going on in ourselves right now. And that all has to do with money. Because it has to do with creative life force energy and power. And so the battle of the inner feminine, the inner masculine that's going on right now, so deep in the human psyche. And then yeah, we just had the elections, and there it is, male versus female, right? Blue versus red, right versus left, right? It's the same internal battle going on right now. And money is just a part of this process and a part of this question of what do we really want? Do we want to be creating these beautiful creations, these entities, these enterprises, these corporations, these governments, these banks, and then projecting all of our wounding onto it, delineating, segregating ourselves from it, and then victimizing ourselves, right? Woe is us. We don't have any of it. We're not worthy. Whatever. This is stories and programs of humanity that have been going on for decades and decades and decades. And it's done. They're done. They want to stop. They want to stop. These programs want to be let go. That's why they are really in our face right now. So the question is, are you ready to unify with what is spirituality? What is sacred? And that means unifying with money, unifying with wealth, unifying with your creative genius, unifying your feminine and your masculine together, unifying within yourself and allowing the external to unify as well, that there is no separation. There is no separation. Your neighbor that you dislike, the political party that you disagree with, they're all part of the same thing that you are a part of. And it's only in your mind that you're creating any of it. Now, that might be a hard pill to swallow. That's up to you. It's up to you how hard the pill is to swallow. If you're closing down your throat and resisting the truth, it takes a lot more to swallow the pill than if you're curious and willing and open-minded to question these things, to question, is money spiritual? Is money sacred? Can I see it that way? Can I play with it that way? Where am I delineating, segregating? Where am I choosing to believe that something or somebody that exists in creation is outside of divinity itself? Where am I casting judgment? Where am I projecting? So I know I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but I'm showing you how money is just one of the entities through which we do this constantly. Constantly creating separation. You get to choose. Do you want it to be separate anymore? Because it's so much easier, fluid, more fun to stop separating, to stop segregating, to start unifying, to start playing with it, to receive it in. What is it trying to teach you? What is it trying to show you? What are you trying to learn? That's what you're here to do, is to learn. So is money spiritual? Absolutely. Is money sacred? Yes. Is it anything other than what you are? No. You are divine. You are a direct fractal. Exact. That is not separate from creation itself. All these things we have created are the same. Facing those internal battles within yourself are what's going to actually bring you into harmony with these stories and this pain, because there's a lot of pain there. There's a lot of pain and deep fear. Deep fear. So where's your pain? Where's your fear? Where do you hold on to it? What are you subscribing to around money, around power, sexual energy, creative life force energy that is delineating and segregating? That's all you need to know. Let it go. Felt like this message wanted to come through today. And I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. I have a membership every month where we work with these wealth codes. We work directly with these wealth codes in the body, in the subconscious mind, in the ancestral energies. We transform them. The whole objective of the membership, it's called Prosperity Portal, is for you to reach freedom in yourself. Freedom in yourself so you can create that financial freedom and create that wealth outside of you. I also do one-on-ones in a variety of different ways. So reach out to me. If you need support, I'm here for you. I love you so much. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.